We are going now to the technical committee report presented by Dave Adelson.
Okay, the technology committee met and had a very productive meeting. It was a lot of fun. We consider ourselves a fun committee. We decided to break the work up in the future into four tasks, four categories, technology issues relating to network infrastructure, things like how would we do surveys to get information back from the listeners and the like. Can you find me a board in here while I do this? Technologies relating to broadcast, to the way we reach listeners. Technologies relating internally to the way we transmit content. So, for example, AudioPort is an example of the system for sending content from producers and to affiliates. And emerging technologies. I think that's correct. Hold on a second. Pardon me. That happened so fast. I also want to single out the work of Terry Goodman, our secretary, for his tremendous effectiveness in getting these notes out. Here we go. Technical issues related to broadcasting. Technical issues related to content distribution from producers to broadcasters. Technical issues related to content delivery to listeners, and technical issues related to foundation infrastructure and information technology. So we'll be breaking up into subgroups to do our work on those things. The role of the committee is to inform the board about the various technologies that impinge on the business of the foundation. Two of the things we dealt with in the committee were the questions of digital conversion and the question of the AudioPort, which is this new system. And rather than present that in written form, we made a CD of the of an interview by Otis McClay with Pete Caracas about AudioPort. And just for those that don't know, it's a new system that's been developed by Pete and I believe Sean Ewald under Dan's supervision and in collaboration with Ursula Rudenberg, who's the affiliates director. And it's a system whereby anybody can send us via the web content, and that content will be indexed so that any programmer can quickly locate content by any number of indices. It's going to be great. It's also a system that can be used to distribute our content to any affiliate or broadcaster who wants to broadcast it. The second track is Kurt Schrell's interview with Bob Cham, a longtime broadcast engineer, about the question of digital conversion. And we thought it was important to deal with that because some people are talking about this as an inevitability and a purely good thing. And I think Bob calls that into question. I think the board really needs to think about this. I know we're told WPFW has received a grant to go in that direction. When and how we do that is a rather complex issue that combines issues of where the market's going and also what the standards are going to be, whether the technology is going to help us. The question of when we move is related in part to technological issues. We've also asked all the operations directors and other people in the network who are sort of tech-minded to please join us, and we're going to make a specific outreach in each signal area for tech-minded listener subscribers to join us and help advise us. So in the future, we'll be dealing with a lot of hopefully we'll be improving the ways in which we get the information to the board so it's ever more effective. We will be using audio formats a lot. And the last thing I want to say is we did this on using the free conference call service. Our existing 800 number service, we pay 14 cents per line per minute. On the free conference call service, each member only has to pay the cost of long distance. We also, and many people have free long distance or unlimited long distance, we can get calling cards for those that need them at 3 cents a minute. We can save a substantial, I did a rough calculation that shows that if we used 14 cents per line per minute for all the committees, we'd spend upwards of $30,000 in a year. We can cut that by more than 75% and probably a lot more than that. We are working also on ways to patch in listeners so that you don't have to be a web streamer. You could call in and listen to the conference call if you don't have access to the web because there's a class divide on that question. And we may be working on ways in which listeners, we can have public comment in those meetings by patching in an additional call. So we're looking forward to doing our work, and that's it for this report for now.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions?
I have one question.
No question?
In the case you just referred to listeners having access, would they pay their own way, or that would be a free service?
They'd pay the cost of the long-distance call to a parallel conference call that would let them get patched in.
William?
I just wanted to know if it would be in the domain of the tech committee or if it would be in the domain of the development committee to look at how we could do a capital campaign to digitize all of our studios. I hear that KPFK has a great digital studio, and I think that it would be really great that if we set a timeline for maybe 5 years or maybe even 10 years, having digital studios and our digital transmitters like in place. And I know that analog radio is not going anywhere for at least 20 years, but people are doing a number of things with digital radio, and as it begins to be more marketed, people will have the ability to listen to more than one stream from a particular radio frequency. And at my station right now, my station, at KPFA right now,
<It's yours.
laughs> at our station, we're having a huge divide right now in regards to where to place the best programming, quote-unquote best programming, and what programming reaches most listeners. And I think that it would be great if we could take advantage of newer technologies with the radio, because, like you said, the digital divide will prevent a lot of folks from getting online with our digital audio port. And it's the same for digital radio, too, but it would be great to just at least tap into those different things.
Gail?
Huh?
Do you have an answer for me, Dave, or no?
I
don't know if
Vicky's
it's something
mentioning
you guys
that it's a strategic planning issue, but I certainly think we should raise those issues. We're hoping that Jim Bennett and the other operations people will come on the call and talk to us about any technology issues that are really relevant. And if you have that as a question, just submit it to us. We'll raise it in the call.
I know.
Thank you.
Okay. yeah. I mean, I know that we're always behind and but I just want to ask a simple question in terms of the technology and the concern that I have about that, because of the way our, especially the community that I come from, with the technology, is not a cup of coffee for us. I just would like to ask if there is any plan or any discussion in the technology committee about the impact that the technology, especially in communication, is having opened certain community, for instance, the immigrant community, and just to divide that specifically into the working class of the immigrant community as well as the United States as a whole.
Okay.
That's my question.
It's a great suggestion, and we'll definitely bring it up to the committee. And if Terry Goodman's out there listening, please write that down. But we will definitely, he might be. We will definitely deal with that. That's very important. Thanks.
Okay, next one. Oh, Mark.
Yeah, and I want to, first of all, thank you and the committee for your report and the work that you're doing. My concerns are probably a little bit more on the low tech end in terms of some of the audio production work. But one concern I do have is the uneven nature of the websites. The uneven nature of the websites. That's a sort of easier thing. But if you go to all the different sister stations, you find different degrees of sophistication in terms of the website, what's available on it, the audio streams, communications, etc., and especially things like mechanisms for taking in money. You know me and the money, but I mean, ePledge, PayPal. I mean, there are just some basic things that some stations have and some stations don't. And I really think a great place to begin is to equalize and create a minimal standard for the way we reach out utilizing, you know, the internet and that type of thing, to make sure that we're getting programs out and we're also making ways for people to get into us to communicate and also to contribute. Thank you.
I would like to remember all our directors that we are already overtime. It is 11:15, and if we don't get through the agenda, I'm going to suggest to stop lunch, eat some crackers, and keep on going. So please, I would like you to be more expedite. If there are some kind of personal comments for the committee, you can do it later on. And
or just submit them to us by email or any other way you want, and we'll definitely take them up.
Fine. Okay. Donna?
No.
Oh, Alice?
I'll take it to the committee.
Okay.
Call the orders of the day.
Yeah. Call the orders of the day. He has been called for the orders of the day, so...
Wait, what time is it?
We move to the programming committee.
Excuse me, just point of order. If you call the orders of the day, we added 15 minutes. It's past 11:15. That would cut out the report from the executive director. Given that that's important, maybe you could just ask the chair to move the agenda.
Okay, we're going to move the agenda then. We go back to the agenda. Okay.
As secretary, maybe I can offer something that... A little less less in confusion a little bit. In the minutes, I'm putting down, I interpreted from the agenda how long...
Silence, please.
How many minutes were allotted to each item. I translated the paper agenda you have. I've translated exactly how many minutes are applied to each item, and that item was applied, pointed 10 minutes, and we actually exceeded 10 minutes, so you could call orders for the day and then just jump to the next item, or... So we have to go with the printed agenda. Okay.
But the point of order?
Plus 15.
Point of order.
But the chair could look at the agenda and say that right now it's 11:15 and that in 10 minutes we should be done with the programming committee and say that we could move to that there needs to be a motion to extend time after that 10 minutes has elapsed.
I'm going to move forward to the next point, that is the programming committee, in order to go faster, and another thing that is going to take that long. Your pardon? Okay, then we move to the programming committee. The chair is done.
Well, the convener was Ray. It has not been convened. If Ray would like to offer an explanation, or if somebody else would like to step forward and offer to convene that committee.
I will.
William. Okay.
Wait a minute. That's on the table.
Should we hear from Ray?
So, does anybody, is there any other volunteer?
Well, we should hear from Ray first. I'm saying I will.
Ray?
Can we come back to that?
Ray has a personal
question. Okay, then we move to the audit committee.
Okay.
And we will return as soon as Ray returns.
All right.
The audit committee.
The audit committee has not convened, but I have two points of information for you. The audit FY03 is available on the Pacifica.org website, which is great. And we have the management letter that is available for your review, so I will be forwarding that to the board. And then I expect to be convening this committee since we have the management letter, we'll be convening. I'm just convening it within the next 2 weeks, I would say, which is a good opportunity for me to say that I'll possibly be convening that from the Grassroots Radio Conference in Santa Barbara. And if you would like to attend, it's a wonderful opportunity to get hands-on experience with many wonderful programmers and general managers, and especially people with affiliates in community radio stations across the United States. Very innovative. And please see me about Grassroots Radio Conference. So back to the audit committee.
Thank you.
Purpose of the committee is to review the annual network audit with the auditor and the staff, present the audit results to the board of directors, and review and engage potential auditors working with the staff. So we'll be expecting to do that, and I expect to have a report, if not in a telephone conference meeting, then at least at our next PMB meeting.
Okay, thank you very much. I will encourage all the directors that would like to participate in this committee just to go forward with Teresa and to start working on that one. Matt, do you have something?
Yeah, I wanted to. I promise it won't be a commercial.
Okay.
Teresa. the only thing I would ask, Teresa, when you do that committee, could you just keep an eye on what we paid for the audit in the last year, and see if you can think that's competitive, or should we be shopping around for another auditor, which we're going to need soon for the 04. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think that's That's it with the audit committee. Let's return to the programming committee now that Ray is here. Can you inform us about it?
I'm really, this is an extremely important committee, and I'm absolutely unable to perform appropriately in that capacity as chair, and I will have to decline.
Okay.
Who else wants?
Is there a volunteer to convene this committee? Dana?
I volunteer.
Volunteer. Okay. I will encourage all the directors to get in touch with Dana so that we can start these committees.
They're already chosen.
So we just have to convene and start working.
Yes, Anna. Chair, I would like to invite everyone who's on the committee, if they think that we can convene right after this meeting, just for a few minutes. It's not a real meeting, but just to get together, make sure that we have each other's information, and maybe give a couple of ideas, and even to the people that are here today who are listeners, if they have proposals, I'd like to see them.
Thank you very much.
I thought that I was on the programming committee.
I thought that I was on the program committee, but Roger sent us a list of all the committees, and my name wasn't on there. Is it possible to correct that, or should it be done now, or should it be done later on with Donna? How can I handle that? It's a standing committee.
You just joined to the committee.
Yeah, congratulations.
And thank you very much. Okay.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
A point of information for me. I'm trying to, I don't have all the files on my laptop, unfortunately, with minutes from the Berkeley meeting. The people were elected to these committees, and Gerald's saying that he was elected to the committee. Is that what you're saying, Gerald?
I don't know about that.
I'm just trying to...
Roger, that committee, for some reason, anybody who wanted to join from the board on that committee. We didn't do elections on that one.
I thought we did.
No.
Okay.
It's a standing committee of the national board, so there's...
I also believe that if it's a standing committee, I mean, our bylaws say we have, you know, the one PMB and the two LSB, and that's what it says will be our composition. So are we saying that the programming is different from the requirement that we have of the three people from each listening area, only one of whom is a PMB?
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
What I'll suggest is just that we check the list that we have over here with us. Teresa has a very accurate list of all the members that were appointed on the last meeting of the PMB, so we just can refer to that one later on and keep on working, okay? Okay, now, Committee of Inclusion, Miguel.
We haven't convened yet. By accident this morning, four of us sit down to have breakfast, and we find out that we were like four people of the committee of inclusion, and later on I contact Kalungi, and we are agreed and convened that committee, which is, and I want to emphasize that it's really an important committee, and I think that in the local areas, some areas are already having meetings, like Houston, they already are having discussion about the inclusion in Pacifica and KPFA, and WBI going to have the meeting, if Patty can confirm that, I think next week, the committee inclusion. So for the people who doesn't know who we are, is Henry Cooper, Miguel Maldonado, Julie Rodriguez, Kalungi, and did I miss anybody else?
Sark.
So that's the committee inclusion. And I think that all the local area already elect their local people who are going to be part of that committee.
We have had four meetings in Washington, PFW, and have our next meeting Monday.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for all the people that have making all these reports. We are on 11:30. Gerald, do you want to say something?
This is the programming committee point.
No, we are already jumped to the Committee of Inclusion.
Well, you'll be moving at the speed of light.
A little bit. We have to.
You got to stay in your chair.
Okay. I will thank all the directors that have been very cooperative in going forward with this agenda. I'm going to return to my place as a co-chair and return the chair to our Madam Chair. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Henry. Good trial by fire.